Welcome to the Business Awards Show, where we share valuable information and secret nuggets to get your award entry noticed by the judges for all the right reasons. Our weekly episodes also feature inspirational interviews with winners, judges, and sponsors. So let's dive in and start your journey to award-winning success. Hello, it's Debbie Gilbert here from the Business Awards Show, and I'm also the founder of the Best Business Women Awards. And today I'm delighted to be joined by Emma Louise Follows from Eat Live Wellness. She has been a medical herbalist for the past 8 years. She is a silver winner in the Best Business Women Awards 2023 and has also won a Great Taste Award for one of her products, which she's going to talk to us about today. So we're going to hear all about Emma's journey with her business, and she's also going to share a few tips about looking after your health when you're an entrepreneur and a few business tips at the end. So welcome, Emma.
Hi, Debbie. Thank you for having me. Very excited to chat to you today.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to hearing some tips from you, because I'm one of those entrepreneurs that does burn the candle at both ends. So let's start off by talking about your journey. So what brought you to this business 8 years ago?
Yeah, so funny story, Debbie. I was kind of doing something completely different like to that point. I was actually, and still am, a practicing solicitor.
Oh, wow.
And, and basically I experienced some really sort of chronic health issues. And it was after I had my two children. And what I think it was like the culmination of really burning myself out, like you said, you know, sort of as a busy sort of professional. And then when I had my two children, you know, I sort of was trying to do everything, you know, sort of in terms of work. I was also trying to do the whole breastfeeding thing as well. And I think I was just like depleting myself further and further, to the point my health started to break down. I experienced a number of different chronic health issues. And it was only when, you know, I didn't go to the natural route straight away. It was only when the doctors, you know, it was clear they couldn't help. They just kept prescribing antibiotics after antibiotics, steroids. And I realized, actually, in the long run, this is making me worse.
Yeah.
You know, I did some research, realized those antibiotics were actually killing off my immune system, you know, sort of my good probiotic colonies that are supposed to fight illness. So as much as they were, you know, sort of trying to help, it wasn't helping. And really just out of desperation, I took matters into my own hands and started researching the natural route. Started healing myself quite easily as well with food and herbs. And then, you know, because I'd had such a transformation, it just became like, I became so passionate about it. You know, I wanted to share it. I literally set up a farmer's market stall. I think I was still on maternity leave with Ethan, actually, at my local farmer's market. I just got a stall and started selling things like kimchi and, you know, sort of other fermented vegetables that were really helping me. And yeah, and then I just took it from there, really.
So you started making this stuff in your own kitchen kind of thing?
Yeah,
wow.
I did. Yeah, just got registered with the council, you know, And you know, and then as I expanded, you know, so I took someone on and she would come to my, you know, sort of home kitchen as well. And yeah, we just got set up like that.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So did you then train to become a medical herbalist after that?
I did, yeah. So I got into, first of all, Ayurveda, which is like the Indian natural healing system, and it sort of treats the body holistically. And from there, I sort of started becoming really interested in herbs. And then I did my medical herbalism training, and which then covered Ayurveda as well. So, yeah, I just, you know, sort of really delved into it.
So how have you grown the business? What sort of things have you done to sort of get the message out there?
Yeah, so obviously I started off really simply just with literally a farmer's market stall. So I became, you know, sort of known locally and, you know, sort of selling my products locally. And from there, I sort of started delving into social media. And then after a couple of years, I felt like I hit a bit of a wall, in the sense that I didn't really know where to take it from there. And that's when I started, I actually started attending the networking sessions, you know, sort of the business Women Unlimited networking sessions, and found myself a business coach who was amazing and gave me a marketing strategy, which actually involved like applying for awards, because I didn't realize how important that was. So that's kind of how, how I kind of embarked on that journey and started expanding.
So the first award you got was a Great Taste Award. So let's talk about these products and what they do for people, because many of our listeners may not even have heard of fermented vegetables or may not even like the sound of them. So tell us what benefits they have for people.
Yeah, okay. So this was me as well at the beginning. So when I realized, okay, my immune system is 70% of my gut, what does that mean? Okay, that means my probiotic colonies. So then I thought, okay, what do I do? What do I take? Like, give me a pill. But then I realized, no, like through my research, like fermented vegetables and foods are actually the best vehicle for probiotics and really replenishing like our microbiome. And the absolute best source is fermented, in my opinion, is fermented vegetables, because they contain such a concentrated source of probiotics. They tend to have really good survivability because like food is a natural vehicle. And they're also a form of soluble like prebiotic fiber as well. So they're so like in terms of IBS and that kind of thing, they kind of do everything. Now, I wasn't actually interested in making my own. I just wanted to be able to order something because, you know, I was a solicitor. I had other things to do. But at the time, there was only like this one farm, you know, sort of where the people were making kimchi and, you know, sort of fermented vegetables like that, that I could get like the proper unpasteurized, you know, sort of raw, good quality stuff from. The problem with that was it tasted disgusting.
All right.
So that's when I thought, I'm going to have to try and make my own because I'm sure I can make it taste better than this. And then that's when I started like experimenting with recipes and stuff, because like I'm not a I was never like a particularly passionate cook, but I knew I could make something that tasted right. And I did. And that's when I thought, oh, I need to make this available. So in terms of the products, like that was kind of, you know, sort of where I first started. And then that's when, you know, when I started thinking about the Great Taste Award as well.
So that's quite an important accolade to have. Has that helped you get into retail outlets, or are you still selling online? I mean, how do you sell your product?
Yeah, so we're in quite a few shops just in London, you know, locally. I haven't really branched out further than that because that's not really my, because the sort of fermented vegetables aren't something that I want to sort of, you know, have to deliver widely. But the Great Taste Awards has been amazing, because the problem with fermented vegetables is it gets that reaction that you have, which is, first of all, like, you know, does everyone even know what they are? And second of all, fermented cabbage, no less. Does anyone actually want that? Like, so having a Great Taste Award on my, I applied for it for my cucumber and mint kraut, has just really, because it does, it tastes really lovely. It doesn't taste fermented. It tastes really fresh. It's something that you can literally just kind of have as a condiment, like with a main meal, put in a sandwich. My mother-in-law puts it just in a sandwich. Or like, you know, you could have it with a curry or something. Mm-hmm. And it kind of just, just kind of deals with that fear that, oh, I guess I should eat it for my health, but it's probably not going to taste nice. No, it actually does. So, and now I have proof with the Great Taste Award.
That's amazing. So you're running alongside this, a medical herbalist consultancy, really. So people come to you with their health problems?
Yeah, that's right. So my business has really grown organically. So I started with the fermented vegetables. I then created a 3-day cleanse box, because with my business, everything I've done has been like sort of wanting to go to the next stage for people. So first it was just heal, you know, sort of help you heal your gut with these fermented vegetables. But then I really wanted to give people like a better, like a bigger, more intense transformation. So I created my 3-day Ayurvedic cleanse box, which is actually what I won my business, my Best Businesswoman Award for. And that has everything you need in it for like a complete 3-day detox. And you just feel amazing after that.
Okay, so what sort of things are in that? Tell us more.
So that's basically you get a meal kit for your lunches and dinner, and that's an Ayurvedic dish which you mono meal with for 3 days, which gives your digestion a real rest and reset. And it contains liver cleanse teas. These are all hand blended by ourselves. Liver cleanse teas, teas for resetting the stomach. We have a probiotic green blend with all your adaptogens, you know, as well as the pre and probiotics, detoxing herbs that you put in your breakfast smoothie, which also comes as a kit as well. And then there's oils, there's magnesium salts, you know, for transdermal magnesium absorption. So it's literally everything you need. So yeah, like a real sort of 3 day like cleanse and reset.
And you've had lots of good feedback on that, haven't you, from people that have used it, which is amazing.
Absolutely. It gets really, really good results. And people are surprised that you can have such a good result and reset just from 3 days as well. I also do give you guidance for the week before and the week afterwards as well. So it does extend out a little bit, but it's easy to do and the results are just so worth it.
You must have put so much work into that to get it right.
I did,
That's
yeah, because there was nothing really on the market like this
no.
as well. So people, there's lots of guidance for if you want to do an Ayurvedic cleanse yourself at home, and it tends to be quite basic. But I wanted to just give people, because again, my heart is with busy women, because that's me essentially. I wanted, you know, for the people who don't want to have to download all the recipes and work out, okay, but what do I need for my hormones? What do I need for this aspect? What, you know, it's all there for you in the box. And you know, it's literally takes less than an hour's prep, you know, sort of on the first day, just reading through, making the, you know, sort of the bigger meal, which you can then just keep in your fridge. And then you're kind of done. You can relax for 3 days because it's all kind of prepared for
Done
you.
for you. Wow. We shall put the links in if you're listening today so you can have a little look. So, busy entrepreneurs don't tend to look after themselves too well. So, what advice would you give to anyone listening to this who's burning the
Okay, so I have three tips. I do like my three tips. So
candle
the first would be to incorporate a really lovely you know, sort of easy to assimilate Ayurvedic herb, which you might have already heard of because it's gaining some traction now in the West. It's called ashwagandha.
Yes, I have heard of that.
This is one of my favorites because it's a real all-rounder. What it does is it works as an adaptogen, so it will it actually supports your body and your adrenals in coping with stress. So particularly if you are busy, if you are burning the candle at both ends, your adrenals are going to need some support. And all you need is about half a teaspoon each day. It's basically like a root that's ground, and you can just put it in a hot drink. You can even just, you know, you can even put it in your cooking, for example. It doesn't matter if you heat it up. So it's easy to take. There aren't many contraindications, but it's going to really help your body deal with stress. And it's very good for the immune system as well. So it's a lovely all-rounder.
What else
So
have you
yeah,
got?
so that would be the first one.
That's a big one.
The second one would be to incorporate magnesium salts. So I mentioned that, sort of previously, but magnesium, and particularly not so much oral magnesium, because that's not very that doesn't actually absorb very well when you take magnesium orally. But the way it does absorb well is if you just put it in the bath. So it's kind of doing two things because it's forcing you to have like a nice relaxing bath at the end of the day and to really kind of mark the end of your working day. And this is something that's really important to me because, you know, when you're self-employed, it's really difficult to know when to switch off, isn't it? Because there's always something else that you
I
could be
know.
doing, you know, someone else you could be pitching or, you know, emailing or, you know, social media to respond to. But if you have like a nice wind down routine that involves a magnesium bath, magnesium is responsible for over 400 enzyme functions in the body. It literally carries the other nutrients around your body. It supports the body sort of dealing with stress. It's good for the heart. It's good for the muscles. Like it really, there's really nothing it doesn't do as far as I can see. Allergies. So yeah, and it completely cleared up my chronic lifelong eczema just in the space of a couple of weeks,
That's
just by having
interesting.
strong magnesium baths. So yeah, so I would say get some magnesium salts. I have them on my website, or you can get them from you know, sort of a chemist. About 200 grams in the bath, and even if you just do it every other night, Make a difference. Oh, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. Things you didn't even realize were connected to a magnesium deficiency will probably start clearing up.
That's brilliant.
That's number two. Yeah.
Okay.
And then number three has to obviously be fermented vegetables. Like,
of course.
Incorporating those. Yeah. Again, just a really easy win. Like, you know, I think most people know at this point that your gut is really the foundation of your health. And, you know, as I referred to before, you know, it's your prebiotics, it's your probiotics, you know, soluble fiber, just with a couple of forkfuls a day, just a small condiment size. It doesn't have to be a side dish, but, you know, sort of just getting a couple of jars, keeping them in your fridge. They last for ages. It's just such an easy thing to do because you don't have any preparation with them. If you just, you know, maybe you don't have time to make your own, you could, you know, sort of look into mine, or there are others available now, and just have them in your fridge at all times, a little variety, and they'll go with, you know, sort of any kind of meal that, that you want to put them with. And yeah, that'll just do wonders for really kind of keeping your immune system running smoothly. Yeah.
These are fantastic tips. Thank you for sharing those.
You're welcome.
So let's talk about the Best Business Women Awards. So you entered that last year, really now to kind of demonstrate yourself as a businesswoman. The Great Taste Award is great, obviously, because that shows the product tastes brilliant. How did you find the entry process of entering the awards?
Yeah, it was interesting. So it wasn't that it was a difficult form, but it really brought up a lot of my like sort of imposter syndrome that I didn't even realize fully was there. Because, you know, you have to really think about like what you're doing as a business. You have to, in order to enter that award, you have to take yourself seriously as a business person. Yeah. And it wasn't something that I'd ever had to sit down and think about before. So, yeah, and it was because I had a coach, you know, who'd said, you know, this is a really important part of your strategy. It was literally like a 4-point part strategy, and awards for one of those four parts. Yeah. But I really sort of pushed myself through that imposter syndrome to do it. And But yeah, it was, once I'd done it, I felt so proud of myself and so relieved. And it was almost like I thought about myself in a new light. It was like it forced me to take myself seriously as a business person.
Yeah, because it does make you look at your business from different angles, doesn't it? And it makes you realise the journey that you've been on and what you've actually achieved. Because getting a Great Taste Award is a fabulous achievement as well.
Yeah.
But also looking at the work that you've done with your clients and how you've impacted their lives, that's so important, isn't it, to reflect upon that?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because I had to really kind of explain like the benefits of the product. I had to, you know, sort of like link to feedback and, you know, sort of all my, you know, I've got loads of 5-star reviews, people saying, you know, it sorted this out for me, it sorted that health issue out for me. And it really, like, I felt like I was on a high after I'd done it, because it was just that, like, oh wow, like, you know, like I actually feel like I'm, you know, I should put myself forward, which was really lovely.
Amazing. So I mean, a lot of people that listen to this podcast are entrepreneurs on their journey. Have you got a couple of tips that you could share to them? Just things that have really helped keep you going.
Yeah, absolutely. So I would say definitely networking. And that's a difficult, that's been a difficult one for me because I'm a very introverted person. But what I've realized is, like, you know, sort of with something like business, and particularly your own business, like the amount that collaboration helps is just like, it can't be understated. And because I naturally sort of, you know, would just, you know, sort of be on my own, sort of working away on my computer, I almost have to sort of force myself to, like, you know, sort of push myself to, you know, to be in like a networking group. So, you know, when I joined the business, Women Unlimited, like, and the one I go to is actually online, so it's very easy, but like, I've really seen the benefit of it. That's where my coach came from. And now I sort of go to events and, like having those referrals and connections, just genuine connections and support both from people who are doing the same as you, because a lot of my friends are employees.
Yes.
You know, I am still employed as well, part-time, but it's not the same as being self-employed. So having that camaraderie and that, you know, sort of understanding from the networking groups, as well as all the referrals, has been, really, really helpful for me.
Oh. And how do you balance the, you're still working as a solicitor as well. So how do you create that balance for yourself with your children as well? You've got a lot on your plate.
I'm a solicitor for small businesses. So
Oh.
actually, there's a bit of synergy there. So
Yeah.
when I'm advising, I'm in employment law. So everyone I speak to and all my clients are also small businesses, like experiencing similar things. So actually, like there's quite a bit of, sort of synergy there. And it means that I always feel like I find it quite easy to do the legal side of the business as well. Like just even though I'm not, sort of a company lawyer, like I've got access to company lawyers at my where I work. So yeah, so there is, it's a bit weird, it's different hats, but there's a decent amount of synergy there.
I think there is quite a bit of synergy. And what's the future for your medical herbalist business? Where do you see that going?
So as I was saying before, I very much sort of like, it's kind of happened organically, sort of everything, all the products and services I offer. And I now have a coaching program that I've been running for over a year now, which is, I'm just loving it, because I get to speak to people like this one-on-one. And the coaching program actually includes all the pro products you need as well. So what I'm doing is that I'm making it really easy for busy, typically women, to who need a little bit more than the 3-day cleanse. So it's like I've gone to the next stage with people, need a little, but they need that sort of 12-week transformation where we really give them a sort of a deeper detox and get them on the right path, like health-wise. Adjust the diet, sort of going forward, really kind of repopulate the gut. So I do that through my coaching program, and I'm doing lots more speaking as well, sort of feeding into that coaching program. So even stuff like going into law firms like the ones I work with and doing sort of talks for the HR, sort of departments on well-being for their staff is, sort of that's kind of where my business is at the moment. So still doing the products, but it's really kind of in terms of sort of where I'm going, it's very much kind of, sort of the coaching and a package as well for people. And it just feels good to be able to support people like more fully in that way with their health.
And I think the awards have added those credibility factors to what you're doing. I mean, would you enter other awards? Is that also on your radar to look at that?
Because I've done this and I can see like how much benefit it's been. Like I emailed you after I think a couple of days after the awards to like just to say thank you because because what like because when I sort of walked into that ballroom and it wasn't just like a little event, it was a massive, like it felt like I was walking into the Oscars. I mean, talk about imposter syndrome sort of breaking through. It felt like the last bits of that just went when I walked into that room. And I've got my award where I can see it, sort of on my desk to like really encourage me, which is something you said to do after I emailed you. But yeah, so on the back of that, I've entered another one. It's the Black Business Awards I've entered for, which will be coming up this year. But yeah, it's, and yeah, also some like another reason, like it was just so exciting and useful to win the awards is just stuff like pitching yourself. Like what I didn't realize until, because you guys gave us such great like after sort of care and sort of told us how to like get the most out of it. I've been like sort of pitching journalists and stuff and and getting some success with that by, and I start off by saying, I recently won, sort of this award, for best businesswoman, and it just gives you that
It
credibility.
does.
So yeah, so awards is now like going to be,
Part
sort
of your
of
strategy.
really important, part of my strategy going forward.
Let's give Henriette a little plug because she was your coach and she was actually one of our silver winners for best coach, I think in 2021 or 2022. I can't remember which year, but anyway, because she's an amazing coach. So, what's it been like working with a coach and how has that sort of motivated you in your business?
I mean, I can honestly say, like, I think that's been the best thing I've done for my business because I felt like it took my business from being more of a hobby, not, just sort of on the
Well, it's
side
taken
to
it to the
being,
next level, hasn't it? Yeah.
It has, yeah. And I felt like I was kind of spinning my wheels a bit, you know, sort of just trying lots of different things without consistency. And then what she did is she gave me this, you know, and it wasn't just a sort of template. Like she listened to, you know, sort of what my business was about, what my vision was. And then she kind of developed this strategy for me. So now
Right.
I feel like I always know what I'm doing, like in terms of getting clients, you know, in terms of selling my products. And rather than just feeling like I'm, you know, sort of dithering around just trying different things. So, yeah, so having that, like having someone who's experienced, who knows what she's doing, she's got an amazing business herself, like
Yeah.
actually, like, you know, sort of, and she sort of helps you actually do the work in the session. So you don't have too much to do, you know, sort of, so you can get on with actually running the
Yeah.
business afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been really, yeah, it's been really great.
Yeah. And I think we all need somebody, I think, to push us along and champion us and to be accountable to as well. And I think that's really important. And a lot of people, you know, they work through their business on their own and they don't really realize how much they need the help until they go and seek it. And then it's like, oh my gosh, this has been revolutionary. So if you're listening to this and you haven't got a coach, go and seek one out. And we'll also, we might add Henriette's details as well. I
Let's
think
add
we'll do
her.
that for
Yeah,
her
she's
as well.
amazing. Yeah.
Amazing. Okey-doke. Well, do you know what? It's been absolutely amazing talking to you today. You've given us some really good tips. So do check out Emma's website. We'll put all the details into the show notes. Well done on the win for last year. I'm sure there's going to be many more trophies that you'll be looking at on your shelf. And we wish you continued success with the
Oh, thank you so much, Debbie, for everything you've done. I'm so
business.
glad I found your
Oh,
organization.
thank you, Emma. Thank you. Thanks for listening to the Business Awards Show. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others and post about it on social media or leave a rating or review. To catch all of the latest information and show notes, please go over to our website, businessawardshow.co.uk. Thank you.